Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Scott Humphrey, who's the brand new CEO at the WFCA, the World Floor Covering Association. Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you, Kemp?
I'm good. Thanks for spending time with us. You've just been named a week and a half ago to become the CEO of the WFCA. Let's talk a little bit about your background. Up until this point, you've spent almost 25 years at Shaw. You were the director, most recently, of Shaw's Aligned Dealer Program. You're from Chatsworth, Georgia, right?
That's correct. I started out working my dad's carpet mill, HRH Rug, back in 1970. So when I was 7 years old, my dad thought child labor law meant you were supposed to work them, and so he did. And I grew up always in the industry. When my dad left the industry, my uncle stayed in it, and I would come back every summer and work with my uncle, and then joined Shaw in 1988 and has served in a lot of roles. I was a sales rep out in the field in Hagerstown, Maryland. Came back to head up the recruiting and hired a lot of the salespeople and management now that's in effect at Shaw today. Moved over into training, enjoyed the speaking, the opportunity to impact people, and so was in training, moved to leadership development, and then the last 6 years have been heading up the Aligned Dealer Program, as you mentioned.
Mm-hmm. One of the reasons that some people may have heard your name is because for the last 8 years, you've been writing a column in Floor Focus magazine called People Power, and I always like to say that you're the Zig Ziglar of the flooring industry.
Well, I love helping people improve not only their business but their life. There's no doubt about it. That's what drives me. And I think a lot of what helped me make this decision to take the position and to leave 25 years of stability with Shaw to take on the head of the WFCA is the opportunity to have a greater impact on a greater number of people. I don't know about the Zig Ziglar thing. He was kind of a hero to me. And the writing, I'll tell you, I'm one of those people. Andy Andrews used to say that he doesn't like writing. He loves having written. That's me, but I love going back and looking at what I've said over the years. But I love most of all that you allow me to write things that are not just business related, but things that impact people's lives. Because in the end, if it impacts their life, they'll always take it to work. If it simply impacts their work, they may not use it and live it in their life.
One of the things I know you and I agree on is that, you know, going to work, you should never say, I've got to go to work, I get to go to work, right?
Yeah, and that's exactly how I felt. I mean, I know there are people going, why would he leave 25 years? I can't think of a time in the 25 years I was with Shaw that I felt like I had to go to work. I always got to. I love the teams that I worked with. I've had some great people in all the capacities I mentioned previously, especially the team that I'm leaving right now. And it was probably the hardest part of my decision was leaving what I considered to be family. I mean, we went beyond a level. I'm not like a lot of leaders that put a wall up and say, okay, I'll know you at business, but I don't want to know your life. I do want to know the things that make you tick, the things that drive you, because if I know those things, I can obviously have a greater impact on the way that you use your skill set at work.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's delve into the decision to leave Shaw a little bit further. I mean, that had to have been a tough decision.
It was. I've told people, I use the term gut-wrenching. I was happy where I was. I really did not go after this position. Honestly, I didn't know it was still open. I got a phone call one day, and somebody asked me, would you put your name in the hat? And I said, no. And they said, well, I'll tell you what, would you at least look at the job description? And I guess kind of to get them off my back, I said, yeah, just send it to me. And when I looked at the job description, it looked like I could have written it, or at least that I was in the room when it was written. When I thought about how I wanted to end my career, I'm about to turn 50. Actually, next week, I'll be 50 years old. I thought, okay, now it's time to start thinking about the impact that you're having. And when I looked at that job description, I realized that was the opportunity to have the greatest impact. And it was very appealing to me. When I went through the interview process, I was very impressed with some of the people that I met, the ones that were interviewing me, and how they lived their lives, their standards, the things that they stood for, the success of their business. All those things were appealing. But it was never a leaving Shaw that was appealing to me. It was always more of what I was going to, not what I was going away from.
What do you think the skill sets that you bring to this position that will help you be more effective?
Well, as you know from the articles I've written for Floor Focus, I'm passionate about leadership. And I think that when you're in a position of leadership, there's an onus to that. It's a position of authority, but it's also a gift to be able to have an impact on a group of people. I think that's one of the things. The ironic thing, and I mentioned before, without the 25 years at Shaw, I don't think that they would have been interested in me at all. I think it's all the things that I was groomed to be. The other thing that I think I do well is I ask the right questions. I firmly believe there's much more power in having the right question than there is in having the right answer. I love to speak. I'm politically savvy. I have a distant cousin, was Hubert Humphrey, who was the Vice President of the United States. I tell people all the time that I grew up in a 10-foot-wide trailer, which I did, but over on Naugahyde couch was a picture of the Vice President of the United States. And so I've always been passionate about that. I look forward to taking the issues that impact this industry and going and fighting for those things and fighting for the people that they represent.
All right, let's talk about the WFCA. I mean, I know it's too soon for you to know exactly where they need to focus their time, but what do you think the purpose is and the role of the WFCA?
Well, it is too soon for me to spell out a specific vision, but I can tell you that our role is to be relevant, and it's to be relevant in every realm. And we've got different channels that we need to be relevant with. We certainly need to be relevant with the end consumer. If you look at the WFCA website, there is a website that is focused on the end consumer. But we also have to be relevant to the back office people, for those that do the installation, that are in the home, that have the customer-facing opportunities. To the retail sales associate, we have to be relevant. To the dealer, certainly we have to be relevant. And to the manufacturer, distributor, and all the other major players in the industry, whether it's the other organizations, all of them have a key role where we need to come together with one voice and simplify this whole thing for the consumer, but also when we're fighting on an issue, if we're on the same side, we certainly should be speaking with the same voice.
Now, let's talk a little about you personally. I know that you're a father, been married for a long time. You've got four kids, three of which came all at once, right?
That's correct, and that frames a lot of the hindsight and insight that I share in my columns. I've got triplet daughters that are 10 years old, Faith Ann, Anna Grace, and Mary Kate, and I've got a son who's 14, Christian, and they keep us very active. My wife's name is Tanja. She was actually my childhood sweetheart, and we've been married now for going on 23 years, maybe 23 years in August. They are very important to me and are very much supportive of this decision. Quite frankly, I went to them several times and said, how do you feel about this? Finally, my wife said, you know, I don't understand why you're struggling so much with this. This is an opportunity to use all the things you're gifted to do. Go do it.
All right, so one of the quick things, you live in Chatsworth, Georgia. Some people may not even know where that is. It's about 15 miles east of Dalton, right at the foothills of some beautiful mountains. Talk a little bit about, you know, are you going to have to leave Chatsworth, or what's the plan?
No, I managed a group of people that were located all across North America in my previous role, and I will stay in Chatsworth. We did discuss this, but we came to the realization that if I moved west to Anaheim, where WFCA is based, all of my travel would be coming east. I don't see this as much of an office job. I see this as very much a relational job, being out where the people, the decision makers are. And so I will be traveling west each month to spend some time out there. But we've got a very phenomenal team out there that has managed this since the passing of Chris Davis. Cammy Wetzel has done a wonderful job as a general manager. Tom Jennings is doing a fantastic job doing some training for us. And so it's not necessary for me to be there all the time. I trust them. It's a great team out there of other staff members that are focused on the success of our independent retailers.
Well, Scott, congratulations on being appointed to this. I know you're going to do a good job. Again, we've been talking to Scott Humphrey, who's the new CEO of the WFCA, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloraDaily.net.